Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning. It is 8:33. You're listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Friday, December 13th. Boeing is going to pay a major airline a multi-million-dollar settlement over the 737 MAX.
Southwest Airlines says it has reached a settlement with Boeing over the grounding of its 737 MAX fleet and will share the money with its employees. The settlement is for approximately $125 million. Southwest's MAX planes are not flying, and its schedule had to be adjusted. Southwest has canceled tens of thousands of flights since the two fatal MAX crashes. Also, the Southwest Airlines Pilots Association is suing Boeing, saying the MAX grounding cost pilots to lose $100 million in wages. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Representative Ron Estes, Republican from Kansas, says he's not thrilled with the current impeachment process in the U.S. House of Representatives.
We still need to run the country, and instead of trying to fabricate whether it was Russian collusion or election fraud or the Mueller report or quid pro quo or bribery, or now they've settled on some term called abuse of power, which there's really not a criminal definition of abuse of power. So it's really sad that they've kind of degenerated into this.
Congressman Estes was a guest Thursday with Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Eight puppies were abandoned at 29th and Rock. According to the Kansas Humane Society, the puppies were found in a plastic tub that had been thrown into a dumpster. Well, the person who found them pulled them out, took them to the Wichita Animal Shelter, which then got them to the Kansas Humane Society for emergency foster care. Wichita Police Lieutenant Brian Sigmund says whoever is responsible for dumping the puppies could face charges.
It could be a deal where it's an unwanted pregnancy of their dog, and the puppies, you know, are born and they can't take care of them. It's very easy for us to prove neglect on that person. You may have some other criminal charges that we can place on them.
Puppies are about a month old, and they're still in foster care, and it could be another month before they're ready to adopt. The shelter says they're not placing any holds yet on the puppies.
The internet, it's having a field day with what folks are calling a sad birthday surprise.
A woman named Yasmin taking to Twitter to share a photo of a lone piece of banana with a candle stuck in it, captioning, "I went out for my birthday and I'm vegan, so they gave me a single slice of banana instead of cake." Thousands finding the not-so-sweet dessert hilarious, sharing similar stories. One tweets, "One time I went out for my birthday and they gave me a cup of ice with a cherry on top." Another posts, "I too am vegan," explaining a coworker once brought in cookies for colleagues, but brought them a celery stick. To the restaurant's credit, reportedly the melting pot, servers did write happy birthday in chocolate, which is vegan. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Let's check that weather forecast with meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We're keeping an eye on a storm system that's going to be moving into the Central Plains on Sunday. That will likely bring us a chance of freezing rain and snow, but it appears the higher snow totals are going to be to the north of us. Partly cloudy with some sunshine this afternoon, our high in the upper 50s. Tonight's low 30, sunny and 40 on Saturday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Currently in Wichita, mostly cloudy, 34 degrees. It is 8:36. That means it's time to blur that fine line between news and entertainment. That's why it's called The Blur. And here is your host, Dave Wilson.
All right, Ted, here we go. Fans of the legendary movie musical Grease will get to see it with the film's stars this weekend.
Grease fans are living their best lives this weekend in Florida.
Grease is the time
Not only is there a screening of the 1978 classic, but the film's stars, Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta, will do a Q&A session after the movie. And practice up on your soundtrack, because there will also be a sing-along with them. No pressure, guys. Ooh, Saturday's show happens in Tampa. Sunday's is set for Jacksonville. Grease was released in 1978 and became the top-selling movie musical of all time, which means some of us have waited 41 years for this. All right, guys, let's practice. Kanye J. Powers, Fox News.
Love Grease.
Stranded at the drive-in.
Oh, Sandy.
Oh, Sandy.
What's your favorite song from Grease, Ted?
Oh, probably the last one, the big finale.
You're the one
that
I want?
You're the one that I want.
Yeah. I love Grease Lightning as a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fun one. Summer Nights.
Awesome.
Lone at the Drive-In.
Summer Nights is good, too, yeah.
Whole soundtrack. Grease fans going to be very happy. All right, in other movie news, Clint Eastwood's Richard Jewell goes up against Dwayne The Rock Johnson in Jumanji, while Adam Sandler makes a dramatic turn in Uncut Gems. Let's get the latest on the box office this weekend with Fox's Michelle Pollino.
Fox on film.
I'm Michelle Pollino.
Stop trying to be their best friend.
In Richard Jewell, Clint Eastwood tells the tale of an American security guard who becomes a hero, saving thousands from an exploding bomb at the 1996 Olympics.
I'm sorry, what?
But is vilified by journalists and the press who falsely report that he was the terrorist. Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Kevin Hart lead the cast of players in Jumanji, the next level. As they return to rescue one of their own, the players will have to brave parts unknown, from arid deserts to snowy mountains. Adam Sandler takes a dramatic turn in Uncut Gems. He plays a charismatic New York City jeweler, always on the lookout for the next big score, who makes a series of high-stakes bets that could lead to the windfall of a lifetime. In A Black Christmas, a group of female students are stalked by a stranger during their Christmas break. That is until the young sorority pledges discover that the killer is part of an underground college conspiracy. That's Fox on Film on Fox News.
Well, hope the makers of those movies enjoy this weekend, Ted, because there's a little movie called Star Wars opening next weekend.
You better make your money now.
Exactly. Actor and rap artist Nick Cannon has a new holiday special, Ted. Fox's Ashley Dvorkin has more in today's Fox's Celebrity Profile.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Nick Cannon. Cannon is doubling up on his hosting duties. The Masked Singer MC is getting festive with his own Fox holiday special, Nick Cannon's hit viral videos, Holidays 2019.
I'm super excited. Obviously, everybody gets excited during the holidays, but to have the best viral videos and like towards the end of the year and this big culmination of a whole lot of fun with just a bunch of my friends.
From funny holiday mishaps, adorable pets, to mischievous kids, the entertainer says they'll have all kinds of videos.
My sense of humor is absurd. I laugh at any and everything. I mean, I don't take anything seriously. So when it comes to like videos of people falling, I'm a laugh.
Several of his closest celebrity friends are joining him for the laughs.
A close friend of mine will be joining me, JB Smooth, a fellow comedian, probably one of the funniest people that I know, one of the funniest men on the planet. The Ladybug from The Masked Singer, the one and only Kelly Osbourne, who I've known for quite some time, will be stopping by. You never know who else will pop up.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
There you go, Ted. Oh, set your DVR.
I'm on it.
In other music news, AP has released their list of the top albums of the decade. Oh. Number one, Beyonce's Lemonade. The AP's writer, they say they chose it because the usually private Beyonce bares her soul on the album, singing about troubled relationships, motherhood, and more. Also, she apparently is on point lyrically, and the album's sound ranges from rap to rock to country and pop, Ted. The list also includes albums from Rihanna, Adele, Katy Perry, Bruno Mars, Sam Smith, Taylor Swift, and Kacey Musgraves.
A lot of ladies on that list.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No One Direction, apparently. Where's no Justin Bieber on
the
list?
Yeah, come on. Where's the Biebs?
Yeah. All right, so the Griswolds, we talked about them with Mitch
a little bit earlier.
Yeah. Apparently they're coming into HBO Max.
The Griswolds are back in action in a new series for HBO Max.
A lot of lights, Dad.
You want something you can be proud of, don't you?
Yeah, I guess so.
Former Christmas Vacation star Johnny Galecki is bringing National Lampoon's Vacation franchise to the new streaming property. Launching in the spring of 2020, this single-camera comedy series titled The Griswolds will follow the disaster-prone family after they return home from vacation and explore their daily lives in the suburbs of modern-day Chicago. Galecki played Rusty Griswold in 1989's Christmas Vacation. There's no word whether the stars of the films will appear in the series. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
I just hope they make a return trip to Wally World.
Classic.
Only this time it's open.
Yeah.
Right?
And they don't have John Candy hampering them.
No, that's true. All right, the state with the most Baby Yoda dolls. The Baby Yoda love revealed. Fox's Kristen Goodwin has the details.
Google recently revealing Baby Yoda as the most searched baby of 2019. Reps for HighSpeedInternet.com, which tracks internet service providers using Google Trends data to rank the U.S. states searching for this the most. Results suggest the Yoda force is strongest in Utah, followed by New Hampshire, Rhode Island, Washington State, and Oregon. Mississippi is said to be the least obsessed with the fictional figure. Baby Yoda, also known as the Child on Disney Plus's Star Wars show The Mandalorian, the character's debut sending fans into overdrive, inspiring memes, desserts, and Baby Yoda apparel. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Baby Yoda, I think, would make a good stocking stuffer this year, too.
Well, there you go. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The live studio reboots of Good Times and All in the Family have their cast. Here's more from Fox's Michelle Pollino.
ABC's live studio recreations of All in the Family and Good Times has solidified its cast, stepping into the role of Florida and James Evans in Good Times are Viola Davis and Andre Brower.
Dynamite!
Saturday Night Live's Jay Farrow will play J.J. Evans, made famous by Jimmy Walker. Asante Black will play Michael Evans. Corinne Fox Thelma and Tiffany Haddish will play Wilona Woods. The special will air December 18th, while Woody Harrelson, Marissa Tomei, Ellie Kemper, and Ike Barinholtz will reprise their roles as the Bunkers with added players Kevin Bacon and Jesse Eisenberg. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
What do you think about these reboots?
I mean, I watched the first round. It was interesting.
Yeah, they're fun.
Yeah.
You know.
They are what they are.
I'd love to see a Happy Days
live reboot,
you know.
That might be interesting.
Cheers.
They can do some interesting casting choices.
Yeah, I think so. They're fun. There you go. That's The Blur today.
Entertainment news in The Blur brought to you by the good folks at Napoleon Appliance Repair. If you have an appliance that's in trouble, this is what the phone number you need to call. Call Terry and make an appointment. 409-1525. They'll get you fixed up. Napoleon Appliance Repair. 844 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. John Whitmer, the host of The John Whitmer Show, will preview his Sunday action coming up next on KNSS.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.